Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We've been talking over the last few weeks, or rather, I've been talking, and I hope you've been listening, but speaking about how we need to make decisions, how we can't just drift through life and think that we're going to get to heaven, or we can't make bad choices and say, well, this is only for a time. Every bad choice takes us a little further away from God. Yes, God will restore. Yes, God will bring back. But our repentance has to be genuine. We might make mistakes and fall at times, but if basically we've made a decision, we're on the right path, even if you stumble sometimes, if you're on the right path, God will help. God will show you the way. God will make the way possible for you. Brothers and sisters, you want to be in your own personal life. And don't be thinking about other people right now. Please, don't do that. Think about yourself. Where are you in relation to God? Take an inventory. If you were to die today, I'm not being morbid, this is just realism. If you were to die today, how ready are you to render an account to God? And you will. How ready are you? Take a look. Don't be afraid, because all God wants to do is forgive you and set you free. He will not condemn you. So often we think, if I tell the truth, I'll be condemned. That's not the way God works. When we repent for our sin, He loves us and He brings us back to life. Let's take a look here at the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 to 17. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, the most sinful cities there were. What care I for the number of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I've had enough of whole burnt rams and fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats, I find no pleasure. Because your worship is false. You're just going through the motions. How much do we do that? When you come in to visit me, who asks these things of you? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. So they're doing all the externals. Brothers and sisters, you can apply that today. You're doing all the external things you're supposed to, but your heart is far from the Lord. God is not pleased. It does not bring God any satisfaction at all to see you being a hypocrite, essentially. Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons, your festivals, I detest. They weigh me down. I tire of the load. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. In other words, if you want me to hear you, then get up and start acting like the Christian you say you are. Reach out to those in need. Serve them. Then come to me and I will help you. But I know the intentions of your heart. So just don't perform, which is what the Pharisees did in Jesus' time. They performed for people to see. They did not have their heart in the right place. And the Lord is saying, don't do that. That's false worship. And it brings down the anger of God. Purify your motives. Every time you go into church and you dip your hand in the holy water font, say, Lord, purify my mind and my heart that I may worship you for the right reasons. And no matter how many times you're distracted, just pull yourself back. God is with you. Just because you have a thought go through your mind does not make you displeasing God. It's what you do with the thought. Do you reject it or do you entertain it? Wash yourselves clean, put away misdeeds from before my eyes, cease doing evil, learn to do good, make justice your aim, redress the wronged, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. Come on, brothers and sisters. Get away from that computer screen. Get away from the TV screen if you still watch it. Get away. Look around you. Look beside you. Look at your neighbor. Where are the needs? Lord, lead me in the paths that you want me to walk on. Lead me, show me, guide me. Make your prayer real. Psalm 50, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. If you're seeking to do what's right, if you're seeking, even when you fail and you repent, if you're seeking to do what's right, God is going to bless you. That's what he says. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. I will do for you what you cannot do for yourselves if your heart and mind belong to God, if they belong to him. Or do you just put on empty shell? Are you just a hypocrite? You can change that, you know, by repentance. When we take a look here at the psalm, Psalm 50, when we look at this psalm, we read some of these words. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your field. In other words, I'm not asking you for animal sacrifice. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you. Brothers and sisters, take a look at yourself, please. God will give you the power to change. God will give you the wisdom to change. But he won't take from you your free will. You can choose to say, I'm going to worship false idols. Oh, never say those words, but in effect, that's what we're doing. If we're not worshiping God and we say we're worshiping something false. Admit it. Face it. Where do you spend your time, your talent, your energy, your money? Where do you spend it? That tells you what you're worshiping. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34, through the first verse of chapter 11. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household." And what is Jesus saying? That he wants to create terrible strife within our families? No, what he's saying is that even in the closest of relationships, if one party of that relationship is not following the Lord, it should affect the other person, either by evangelizing, by prayer, by being unwilling to participate in the activities that your so-called friend wants to participate in. You've got to make some choices and some breaks. And all of us have a great fear of human respect. If I say I don't want to watch that television program, or I don't want to go to that movie, or I don't want to go to that website, what are people going to think of me if I say it? If it's wrong, brothers and sisters, stand up for what's right and say it. Get some courage. Ask God for it. Speak the truth. You can speak it not with anger, but just simply, factually. I really can't watch a program like that. I really can't go to that bar. I really can't do this. I'll go other places with you, but I can't. Person will say back to you, but aren't you my friend? Yes, precisely, I am your friend, because I don't want to continue to cooperate with you in what leads us away from God. I want to be a real friend. That's the kind of courage you need. And God will give that to you. Jesus is also saying here, whoever loves family more than me is not worthy of me. That does not mean that you reject blood relationships, but it does mean that you're clear about the truth. It does mean that you don't cooperate in their negativity. You don't cooperate in their anger. You try to be the peacemaker wherever you can, or silent. And you say, but these relationships are most important. Yes, they are. And that's why you want to walk in the truth. That's why you want to help them to see the truth. And then you pray. You pray, as somebody said, you pray your head off. You pray with all your heart and soul that that person can see the truth of what you're saying, so that one day they came back to you and say to you, you are the best friend I ever had. Family member or not, you are the best friend I've ever had because you led me to the truth. Where's your courage? Where's your courage? Brothers and sisters, Jesus is very, very clear to us. He says to us in that gospel reading that we've read, whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. In other words, if we grab hold and we shape our own life and we say, this is life and this is how I want to live, you'll lose it for all eternity. And whoever loses his life, in other words, you make some of the hard choices and the hard decisions now, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. All the little things, brothers and sisters, many of them are little. Many of them. But if you do them out of love, they can lead others to be converted and they give you a great reward. And if you have a family member that is living in sin or acting in sinful ways in conversation, speech, don't cooperate with it. Tell them that you love them. You love them dearly. And because you love them, you need to speak truth to them. You have to have a right time and a right place. Yes. But we've got to be honest. If we really love our family, we want them with us for all eternity. So we need to speak the truth to them now. And it's hard to do when it's people you love and people you're close to. Ask God for help. Show me how to do this with compassion, with kindness, but with truth. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.